Ed Sullivan says,
"Believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs."
And you're back on Vinyl Cobwebs number 236. It's our quarantine edition of Vinyl Cobwebs. And a big surprise to you all out there, Premium Deluxe is not here to do the show with me for obvious reasons. He's under quarantine too, but we still need to entertain you, our listening audience. So we've got a special guest coming live, and we'll give him an intro here really quickly, and then he will take over. We're going to go to our guest, our special Vinyl Cobwebs guest, right now.
Gentlemen, prepare yourself to be entertained by a show unlike any you've ever seen before. With the best quality mix of both sound and light, only to be topped by a spectacular performance from your DJ. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes DJ Rico Suave.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Does that mean it's my turn? Holy mackerel, wait a minute! Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from an attic that's sitting on Dumbbell Road in Hyde Park, New York, we have the one and only Mr. Rico Suave. Wait a minute, that's me, right? Yes, it is. Hello, everybody. A pleasure to be here at 236, show 236 on Vinyl Cobwebs. Wow, platters that matter. We're going to play you some real great obscure hits from the past that only Donovan and I know. Right, Donovan?
Well, you know, if anyone out there fell asleep at any moment, they really woke up at that intro. Rico, where'd you get that from?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's a matter of, like you, I have those caverns in my house where I hide things, and I pick them up. Yeah, you know, out of the clear blue sky. You never know what's going to come with me. But it's just, I've loved music and radio and TV ever since I was first put in the playpen. That was my first toy, a radio. But like you, you know your music, that's for sure. I'm sure everybody who's a Vinyl Cobwebs fan knows that Donovan is the king of music. He knows his stuff. But we got some stuff for you. What are we going to play first, Donovan?
I appreciate the praise. You know, I'm not a big fan of being praised in front of me, but everybody knows that, and you know that now, too. I'm thinking, because you're the guest on the show on here in episode 236, why don't you start with a platter that matters?
The platter that matters. Well, being the fact that, for one thing, Premium is not here, we should do something to dedicate to him, because he's sitting out there, you know, waiting to get back and can't wait. So, and it's a sad event that he's not here.
Well, I can tell you why he's not here. Do you know why he's not here?
Why?
He got a smartphone over the weekend. He won't answer his normal phone.
We're sad because he's not here, and so we should play a sad song. Like, here's one by Harry James. Harry James on the Columbia label, what'd you say, 1942? With Dick Hames and Helen Forrest singing "The Devil Sat Down and Cried."
I never thought I'd be playing a Red Columbia on this show, but we're doing it, because I think this is a good one. You know, if this doesn't suffice, you're out of here, Rico. You're out of here.
Keep the music coming. Drown me out.
Right now, on Vinyl Cobwebs 236.
devil's after you. But if you've got religion, there's nothing he can do. Oh, brothers and sisters, don't let him get you down. Swing out with hallelujah and fast word around.
Simple man was booked to go. The devil was waiting down below. But something happened just before he died. He had a vision, saw the light. He told the devil, go fly a kite. And so the devil sat down and cried.
Oh, the devil sat down and cried. For a sinner had heard his cry.
Just to show was no mistake, he told the devil, go jump in the lake.
And so, the devil sat down and cried, cried. Oh, the devil sat down and cried.
This man was filled with misery. The devil said, you belong to me. Just wait until the cross of great divine. The sinner answered, is it so? And told the devil a place where to go. And so the devil sat down and cried.
Oh, the devil sat down and cried. He was never so mortified.
Whether folks believe or not, was the devil in a heck of a spot.
And so the devil sat down and cried, cried.
You've seen better days.
We hope this helps you say, hey.
DJ Rico Suave, you could keep it up all night.
All right, that was The Devil Sat Down and Cried. Harry James and his orchestra from the good old days, back when the big bands were hot. Just to get to give you a chance to get to know me, I'm Rico Suave, and I come from New York State, a little bit out of the neighborhood of the home, where the home office of Vinyl Cobwebs is in Ogden, Utah.
You live in a trailer.
And I live in a trailer.
In Hyde Park.
I live in a double-wide trailer. But I'll tell you what, I love it. Because all my music's nice and close to me. I don't have to walk too far. But, you know, that's the funny thing. Music has always been a part of my life. In fact, my first toy was when I was 3 years old. And this is not a lie. I'm not doing this just because of having the honor.
Well, keep it clean. Keep it clean. I know you're talking about your first toy, and I know where this might be leading. I've got my finger on the censor button. Okay, go ahead.
That didn't start till about when I was 13.
But no, I'm censoring.
On another version of Vinyl Cobweb.
My finger's on the button, so go ahead. You're forewarned.
When I was 3-4 years old, my aunt was like 12, and she used to bring new records home. And for those of you who don't know, back in the mid-50s, all your popular songs were on a record, not a 33 album or a 45 single. But a 78 record, which was a little bigger than a 45, a little smaller than a 33, and it was a slate if it broke.
A shellac.
Huh?
It was a shellac attack.
You didn't want to break it on the floor, that's for sure, because it would shatter into a million pieces. And this band, the Crew Cuts, out of Toronto, they have a lot of big hits. Maybe those of you who are oldies favorites remember their hit, Shaboom, Hey Buddy, Ding Dong, and all that stuff. But
No, you're not allowed to sing. Remember the rules.
I know. With my voice, you probably don't want to hear me sing. Chop Chop Boom is the name of the song. It was my first favorite song at 3 years old, and my aunt played it for me until I knew how to play the record player. And then I played everything. But are we going to go right to it?
I think we are. I want everyone out there who's listening to close your eyes and imagine Baby Rico. Were we living in New York then, too?
I lived in New York.
Yeah, Baby Rico in Slumsville, New York. Slumsville. Did I say that correctly? Yep. Listening to the crew cuts, he couldn't even get the needle into the groove.
I always broke the needles. I always, if I did it myself, I'd lean on it and the needle would break in half.
And here we go on Vinyl Cobwebs.
Chop, chop, boom. Chop, chop, boom. Chop, chop, boom. Chop, chop, boom.
Well, now my baby's always singing that chop, chop, boom. Man, I can't stand it, gonna leave here soon. Such a confounded noise, I can't take it no more. Gonna get my hat and
hit the door. Chop, chop, boom. Chop, chop, boom.
I had a talk with my baby just to try and find out just what the chopping noise was all about. My baby wouldn't tell me, but this she said, you know, it always reminds me of an
aching head. Chop-chop-boom, chop-chop-boom.
Well, now when we go walking like two folks should, just about the time that I'm feeling good, she meets a friend, she calls her Daisy May. They'll get together and you'll hear them say,
chop, chop, boom. Chop, chop, boom. Chop, chop, boom.
It's so sad on her mind, all the time.
Chop, chop, boom. I didn't know the lady wanted to take my place, but that was until she met a cat named Ace. Still, I didn't know she was doing me wrong till
they started humming
that song. Chop, chop, boom. Chop, chop, boom.
Well, now my baby's gonna left me, and I think I know why. I bet the cat AC done told her a lie. Now they're going on just a humming that tune, and I'm left here with that
chop, chop, boom, chop, chop, boom, chop, chop, boom, chop, chop, boom.
Ah, recall the crew cuts. It's so much better not hearing shaboom, shaboom. Blah, ding a ding a ding. I did. I imagine Rico as a little baby spitting his pacifier out, telling, chop, chop, boom by the crew cuts, mommy. Was it your mom that did it?
I was sucking on the records.
Oh, you were sucking on the records.
As a matter of fact.
Speaking of sucky records.
My grandmother would set it up.
Oh, your grandmother. Okay, well. God bless your grandmother, Rico. As we move on, I'm moving on to one of my favorite Private Press records. I got this about 6 months ago. It's by a Spanish-American garage band. They call themselves James Romero and the Los Amigos.
Oye, solo mio!
Yes, and they do a terrible... Well, it's kind of cool. They try. They really try.
I'll be in the background going, "Bailar esta noche con Donovan."
Now, hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, Rico, come on.
I knew
you'd be out of control. Don't make me mute you. Don't make me mute you.
I'm having too much fun.
I know you're having fun. And this one, Rico, I want you to listen to this one. This is a cover of Santana's Evil Ways. Listen to the psychedelic organ and some of the woodwind section on this record, of all things. It's a little out of tune. But we love it here on Vinyl Cobwebs, and pretty sure Premium, if he was here, would be saying, "Sell me that record, Donovan. Sell it to me." He does that every time. He does
it. We know for a fact that if you need it from Donovan...
No. It's not for sale. The record is not for sale, Rico. So don't even make an offer.
I wanted to make sure I impress the boss.
This is
not... looking for other strange, bizarre, esoteric, titillating, shocking, disturbing, and terrifyingly... retro cool stuff, you should go online and check out scaryguyvideo.com. Gosh, you'll find some good videos as well, as you can occasionally find some good audio as well.
Amazing, you got that right live on the air, but you couldn't get it right. You couldn't get it right at Christmas, Rico.
I want to raise.
Throw you in the garbage can, Rico.
Ow!
Thank you.
Back from Paris on the end.
we're back on Vinyl Cobwebs 236. That was Autumn Song by Steel Hammer. A lot of Jethro Tull influence on that. I love that flute that goes on and really kind of a jam band there. That was off CBS Records. That was published in 1969. One of my favorite years in music. Yeah, wait a minute. What happened to Rico? What happened to my guest, Rico? Where did he go?
Whoa, Beavis. Who's that DJ?
It's Rico Suave. Yes, yes, Rico Suave rocks, rocks, rocks.
Oh, my goodness. I'm back, don't worry.
You're back on Vinyl Cobwebs, number 236, Rico. How are you enjoying your telephonic guest appearance?
I think I'm going to play the number 236 for the daily numbers. That's how much good luck it's been. This is a blast. I love it. I haven't played radio since 1970, so getting behind the mic and all that, this is a blast. And I'm just enjoying that this one's going around the world, and up your street. More hits more often, you know? But just as long as we don't play Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
No, 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 don't say that. We're not going to play that. We're going to play music that people haven't heard in a long time or have never heard. You know, stuff that has no memories. Exactly.
You know what? We got a little something here that is kind of special because it's not a record. It's a home recording, but it came out real good. And for those of you who like Looney Tunes, this one was called Penguins on Parade. If you remember, it was a nightclub. And the nightclub had a big band orchestra, and they were all penguins. And it's just, it's great. It starts out with one penguin doing Bing Crosby, and he sits there and says, my dream boat. Wait a minute, Rico, shut up. Let them hear the real song. And it was done by Carl Stallings in 1938, who was the man who did all the great Looney Tunes music.
Yeah, the Merry Melodies cartoons.
You got it.
Exactly.
Donovan, if you got your finger on a button, go for it.
I got a finger on a button, but it's not on the button that's going to play Carl Stallings.
Uh-oh.
And away we go!
When my dream boat comes home, and I have no more to roam, I will meet you and greet you, hold you closely, my own. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
When my little dream boat comes home, oh home, no more to roam, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No dream will roam when my boat comes home, dream will roam, boat come home, ba-da-da-da. Need you and greet you and treat you when I meet you, hold you closely to me, my own. Waters will sing with stars above, a song of love, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The waters sing of the love you bring, waters sing, love you bring, ba-da-da-da. Sweethearts, forever and ever, when in my dream boat, oh North Pole, oh no, oh dream boat, don't roam, oh carry me home, and see the penguins on parade.
Look, I'm dancing. if you people out there in the audience think we're going to keep this up all night, you're screwy. And we do mean you.
He's calling direct from Hyde Park, New York. He's way back east, and, you know, speaking of back east, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, New York's having a... I don't want to, like, put too much of this into the program, but we're kind of in a pandemic right now, and we're hoping everybody out there stays safe. How are things in your part of the country?
I'm staying in the house. I've got a lovely wife who I love very much, and she keeps an eye on me and makes sure I take all my medication. And therefore, I stay healthy. I don't want to go near anybody until our president comes out and says things are cool. And until that time, I'm just having fun doing little projects like working.
Good for you,
here
Rico.
Comes the plug.
Let's
with platters that matters.
I know.
Vinyl Cobwebs show number 236.
You didn't take your medication today. Gosh, Rico is manic out there in Hyde Park. He's a manic Hyde Parkian. Anyway, we're both going to pour a little adult beverage into our beer steins. Rico's doing it now. I'm doing it now. And we're all going to do a virtual toast to all our friends in Holland. Go ahead, Rico. Raise that glass.
I like that idea. Here's my glass right next to me.
All right.
I'm raising it now.
And don't forget, you can email us. He just goes on and on and on. He's like that car with no brakes.
I can't stop.
We're going to go into a segment of the show where we play about three songs in a row to make up for all this nonsense.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Until then,
love our music as well.
Okay, I'm turning him off. Let me mute you right here. You can email us in these hellish chambers at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. That's vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. We'll respond within 24 hours. Okay, Rico, you're unmuted.
Okay, so I can talk. He has to mute me because of the fact that I haven't defined. If you look in your Webster's dictionary under what a bionic mouth is.
You've got a message. I heard that. Take the message. Go ahead. Take the message. Take the message, Rico. Go on. Go out in Hyde Park and take your message.
Wanderer across the mountain top, and as I go, I sing a song with my knapsack on my back. Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera, with my knapsack on my back. Mein Vater war ein Bandesmann und mir steckt's auch im Blut. Drum wandre ich fort, solang ich kann und schwenke meinen Hut. Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera, und schwenke meinen Hut. Das Wandern schafft stets frische Lust, erhält mein Herz gesund. Frei atmet draußen meine Brust, so singt stets meinen Mund. Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera, so singt stets meinen Mund. Warum singt dir das Vögelein so freudevoll sein Lied? Weil's nimmer hofft, Land aus, Land ein, durch andere Fluren zieht. Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera,
Schachtel an der Fuhren sieht. Drum trag ich's Ranzel und den Stab weit in die Welt hinein und werde bis ans kühle Grab ein flotter Bursche sein. Ballri, ballra, ballri, ballra, ballri, ballra, ein flotter Bursche sein. Allah, ballri, 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 ballri,
okay, Rico, we had the mics on. Did you know that? You were karaokeing live. How'd you do it?
Hit that delete button.
I can't.
You're making me crazy. You're making me crazy. Oh. Don't do that to me, please. You got to call a doctor. You got to call a doctor. Call a doctor.
Okay, Rico, that was off the album Happy Yodeling. It's a dusty, dusty LP that I just got out of the record room. It's by Arthur Broglie. And let me tell you something. It's in stereo, and it's been signed by Arthur. Did you know that? I never noticed that.
I don't know what to say to you. You're going to get me in trouble. I open my mouth on this show and I get in trouble.
Well, you should, but I never noticed.
On there?
Would you just hush for a minute? I never noticed that he signed my record.
Really?
That probably makes it. He signed the cover.
That makes it a collector's item.
Well, and it's a private press record right out of
dust collector's item.
it's a private press album right out of Salt Lake City, Utah, which is just 50 miles south of us here in the dirty downtown part of Ogden where we're broadcasting, and we're linking up successfully to Hyde Park in New York State.
Well, we're here in New York, and the weather is actually very pleasant today, but of course nobody's out there because of what's going on. But
what's the difference between Rico Suave and the weather in New York?
My yodeling.
What's the difference between Rico Suave and the weather in New York? The weather in New York is pleasant.
Are you saying I talk too much? Because I mean, you know, perfect example. Okay, I actually felt very bad because when I did my my scary guy videos routine. I really didn't get a chance to do it the way I wanted.
And that's okay. You're making up for it right now on the show. And we're going to move on. We're going to play one of my all-time favorite records, Rico. I'm doing this for you. I'm pulling it out of my satchel. This is Mojo Hand, done quite well by the blues master Lightnin' Hopkins. Are you familiar with Lightnin' Hopkins?
I will be after I hear this.
Oh, you're going to love this, Rico. We're going to spin it now. Right now on episode 236. Courtesy of Vinyl Cobwebs.
I'm going to Louisiana and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to Louisiana and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. Cold ground was my bed last night. rocks were my pillow too. I woke up this morning, I was wondering, what in the world am I gonna do? I lay down thinking, about me a mojo hand. I lay down thinking, about me a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. But don't let your woman fix you like mine fix me. Don't let your woman, boy, fix you like mine fix me. She make a fool about her, about it a fool can be. When she got another man, can a woman act funny? When she got another man, you know she won't look straight at you. This is always raising sand. Going tomorrow, but I won't be gone long. I'm going tomorrow, but I won't be gone very long. I'm gonna get me a mojo hand, I'm gonna bring it back home. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, once again, so great to be here at Vinyl Cobwebs and Platters That Matter. And, you know, once again, we do want you to know about our scaryguyvideo.com that we're advertising today, because they are a great, great, great group. And that reason for that is, for those of you who are collectors, you want to get old videos and even old CDs, it's scary, S-K-A-R-Y, guyvideo.com. And once you get on there, you can get anything from Resurrected Radio. That's one that I like, because you got a lot of CDs on there that you can get with old radio shows. And then, of course, Scary Guy Music, which is actually CDs of Scary Guy Music. But then you got TV shows from like the 50s and 60s. Amos and Andy. You can get Bat Masterson. Burns and Allen. Our Miss Brooks. How many of you know about these ones that I'm giving you? Jack Benny radio shows. The Millionaire, Michael Anthony, who give $1 million to people. Circus Boy, you know who that was, Mickey Dolenz, huh? And then, of course, The Lone Wolf, Thriller with, no, that's sold out right now. Richard Diamond, all sorts of good stuff. And all you got to do is just sign on and then, you know, write to scaryguyvideo.com. And I'll tell you what. I have ordered so, and I'm not lying to you, I've ordered so many, and I'll tell you what, I'm a happy puppy. So make sure, I think I talk too much, don't I? but check them out. They're very good. What do you think? What do you think, Donovan?
Well, I'm just waiting for that cue.
You want me to stop talking? I talk too much. Call me a doctor.
And tomorrow I'll get chicken pox as well. beautiful, and I'm shrinking last week I was five foot tall.
Set you free. Run.
back on Vinyl Cobwebs 236 with our guest host, Rico Suave. And we heard a nice block of three records there without having to listen to Rico talk. Isn't that amazing?
All right.
Anyway, we heard the Gestures with Run, Run, Run. It's one of my favorite records off the Soma Records label. And before that, let me grab the cover right here. I got this great Find It Our Paw and Pounce thrift store. Got this for a quarter. It's a release out of Holland on the Artone Records label. It's Music Voor Gelijkenissen. Willie Chopin, the Happy Mexican.
Beastie beer, knee boar, and a bastard burn. British meatballs and all the rest.
And to start it off, what did we hear, Rico?
Huh?
I said, and to start it off, what did you play to start that set?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I was speaking too much Swedish. I couldn't understand your English. We did a song by The Who, believe it or not, called Doctor Doctor, and that's the flip side of 1966 hit by The Who called Pictures of Lily. Pictures of Lily was written by Peter Townsend, and there were certain secrets going around that Pictures of Lily were pictures in a magazine that a young boy would take into the bathroom and forget it. We don't want to talk about that. It's a family show, right?
Well, supposedly, yeah, but who knows?
But then you hired Rico Suave to come visit today, so anything can happen.
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah,
was that a mistake?
You,
we don't know.
That's the way it is.
We don't know. And speaking of...
Great music. Go ahead.
Speaking of mistakes, Rico, I got a commercial message to partake in here. It's
Are
about
you
the Zenith.
Talk about a turntable that everybody's looking for?
Yeah, it's the brand new Zenith turntable with the tone arm that does that thing where you put it down and it bounces out and doesn't scratch your record, and you put a dime on it, and next thing you know, the dime pops off and it stops on a dime, and oh, let's just have a listen.
Oh, no, it's not. That record isn't ruined. Don't believe me? See, the music's unharmed. This is Zenith's remarkable MicroTouch 2G tone arm. Because the needle floats within the tone arm, you can drop it, even slide it. It's impossible to accidentally ruin your records on Zenith stereo. In fact, the needle pressure is so light, your records last far longer on a Zenith.
Live in one, two, three. And we're back on Vinyl Cobwebs number 236. We're coming to the end of our ropes right here. Rico still, he's still online with us from Hyde Park. Rico, go ahead.
Donovan, are you concerned about will all your millions of listeners across the world and around the country, you think they liked our different representation today, you know?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. If you enjoyed what you heard here with Rico as the guest, maybe we can get him on in the future again. Email us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
That's what I saw when I was online. I saw you can make comments about the show. And, of course, the one thing that's very important is the fact that we don't want people to forget Premium, who is a legend at Vinyl Cobwebs, you know?
He's a dithering doodle.
He likes Platters That Matters, right?
Oh, he does. He does. And he would have loved that Electric Prunes you just played. Get me to the world one time.
The Prunes tune actually came from May of 1967. It came out as the Electric Prunes' second hit. Their first hit was called Get Me to... No, what was it? Get Me to the World on Time.
And that's what we heard. Now,
oh, my gosh, there's so many. Wait a minute. There are so many that they did in those days. But I'll tell you what. I saw them do the one we just heard, Get Me to the World on Time. I saw them do that on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour on CBS back in 1967.
That's excellent, Rico. That's great, and you probably saw it when it originally aired, I bet.
That's right. As a matter of fact, it's amazing how, with all the things I did in the 60s and 70s, that I remembered it was on the Smothers Brothers, because many of my memory cells are burned out. But I will remember this, because this get-together today, you know, Vinyl Cobwebs, episode 236, with Donovan and Rico Suave, I tell you what. We played Platters That Mattered, and we had a good time bringing you all very vital pieces of trivia that I'm sure you'll remember for many years.
And what have you brought with you to close the show? You have this one put aside specially.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? It's got a nice old Roaring Twenties effect to it. It's called the Crazy Otto Medley. It was done by a guy, Johnny Maddox, and he did it on what's known as a tack piano, which means what you do is you put tacks on the dampers of the piano, and it gives the piano a sound that's all its own.
Oh, Rico, you're so knowledgeable. How'd you get to be so knowledgeable on Vinyl Cobwebs 236?
Ladies and gentlemen, no doubt about it, it's an honor and a privilege that I got to work today with Donovan. And the trivia question of the day, you ready for this?
Mm.
You heard Donovan today, and you heard Rico today.
Too late for trivia.
The major trivia question, when's the last time Donovan and Rico saw each other?
Never. That's never.
Thanks,
we haven't yet. But we're good friends over the phone, and during this time of this crazy world time, and we're going to stay separated for a while. That's good for both our health, right?
It's a pleasure to be friends with you. As a matter of fact, I just enjoy the time we spend so much, and when I see on the caller ID that I see Ogden, Utah, I know it's going to be as entertaining as listening to my own radio show. Talk radio, right?
Exactly. And, you know, Rico is a longtime Vinyl Cobwebs listener. He knows the format, and it's his dream come true to guest host, and we were happy to let that happen. So
I like that attitude. I hope you'll invite me back again real soon.
I think I will. Stay healthy, my friend, out there in Hyde Park.
You better believe it. I'll make sure I stay in the house with no germs.
And we'll see you all on Vinyl Cobwebs 237 in the near future. Thanks, Rico. Appreciate it.
This concludes the broadcast activities of radio station Vinyl Cobwebs with Platters That Matters. Until next time, my name is Rico.
And I'm Donovan.
And we'll see you again. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks.
know what to say to you. You're going to get me in trouble. I open my mouth on this show and I get in trouble.